Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the Tribune reported about a week ago or so, the two women who previously worked for the city treasurer, Melissa Conyers Irvin, were fired by the city treasurer. They got an attorney, and the attorney said in a letter to the city that the city treasurer had been behaving unethically and maybe illegally. And so what about all of that? Well, Mayor Lori Lightfoot had that letter, and she never did anything with it. But when Brandon Johnson became mayor, he sure made that thing available to the public. And so now we discover that there's these allegations of impropriety in the city's treasurer's office, and they're like, well, blah, 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 whatever. And I understand that. But then again, why should we have to put up with that? Maybe there are real-world consequences, and don't you get tired of at least the allegations of unethical behavior? Now, the Mincing Rascals, we're talking about that on our podcast that we dropped on Wednesday. John Hansen and Eric Zorn and I, among others, were kicking it around.
Melissa Conyers Irvin, who seems like just a common grifter, or Lori Lightfoot, who was the mayor who was covering for her.
But yeah, no. The cover-up is worse than the alleged crime here, right? I mean,
almost, although the crime is pretty spectacular.
Hiring someone that should be versed in finances to be your personal
assistant. A police
officer
who's now going to drive you around when, in fact, we need somebody with financial skills in that position.
Right.
And
not good.
Getting staff to organize your kid's birthday party. And
not good.
And the cleaning and the laundry. And
not good. All not good.
All
but it's
good.
Way worse to have the taxpayers pay $100,000 to keep it quiet.
Well, but the more serious allegation had to do with Conyers Irvin allegedly pressuring BMO Bank to give a loan or a mortgage to somebody who was connected to one of her husband's businesses and essentially putting pressure on them because the city does so much business with BMO. This is in Pratt's story. That is very close to the line of criminality. And I would like to see the city pick this up or somebody pick it up because the city settled with these whistleblowers for like $100,000, which is nothing really.
Two of them, yeah.
But when are people going to get? Just let it out and say you're sorry. We're like the most forgiving country on earth. We will forgive you.
There's the back and forth in part on the latest episode of The Mincing Rascals, which, by the way, we are taping. We will have a live recording of it that you can be at Second City. That's going to be Tuesday, September 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. Are you going to come and join us? Have a beverage, enjoy something to eat, and watch us do our thing. We'd love to see you at Second City, Tuesday, September 26th, 6 to 8 p.m. Sponsored by Allied First Bank. You can get your tickets at wgnradio.com/Rascals, limited tickets still available. Our Chicago take today on this story, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. In the paper today, there's Gregory Pratt again writing about this story. Hey, Greg, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Always my pleasure.
So you heard a little of our chat about what you all have been reporting. Is there any news on this front? It seems that while that was handed to the inspector or to the ethics board says there's nothing we can do about it until the inspector general does something with it. So they've kicked it up to them. And now we're waiting to see what the IG's office does with this, right?
Well, yeah, and the IG's office got it 2.5 years ago.
Oh.
So I think that this situation is fairly disgraceful for the treasurer, you know, if she's innocent of these, if they're overblown, if whatever there is in mitigation, the city should be investigating that and clearing her and if she is guilty of these things in some degree, we should know about that sooner than 2.5 years. I mean, so the inspector general's office really should look in the mirror on this particular situation and say, why on earth is this taking us 2.5 years? And unfortunately for them, and unfortunately for us as residents, they're sort of forbidden from talking about it.
Is there a renewed effort to look into this, or were they just hoping, evidently somebody was hoping this was just going to go away, including maybe the previous administration, but is there a renewed effort to do something about this, that is, have a thorough and public examination?
Well, I think that, I think that they all feel like they got kicked in the butt, and they did get kicked in the butt, but by me. But the... and other people, but they're kind of mum about it. But the ethics board is clearly putting pressure on the inspector general and just making it very clear, we sent this over to these folks and it's their job to investigate it. And so will there be some kind of public finding, some determination? I sure hope so, because I think that the treasurer deserves that and the public deserves that.
If I call Deborah Witzberg, who is the inspector general, what will they say?
We can't comment on investigations. We can't even confirm that there is an investigation.
I was just going to say, well, at least tell me that you're looking into it, and then I'll leave you alone. But if you're never going to look into this, then I'd like a... What kind of inspector general is that? I thought they were sort of an ombudsman for all of us to sort of clear the city of unethical or illegal behavior. If they're not going to be forthright about it, then we need an inspector general for the inspector general.
And I think that's fair. And I put some of that in my story today, where Mayor Lightfoot had given them a hard time and said, you guys aren't completing investigations in a timely manner and you need to. And she's 100% right about that. Now, in fairness to Witzberg, this started on, the letter all happened under Inspector General Ferguson. So it's not quite fair to put that all on her. But at the same time, she's been in office for more than a year now. So she owns it at this point.
Agreed. And I don't know what else she's doing tomorrow. But it would seem to me like this ought to move up to the top of her pile.
I think, the allegations are quite serious, and they involve one of the highest ranking people in city government, and the public really does deserve answers and an explanation, and which is why I think the whole thing is pretty disgraceful, including when you factor in the bring in the light reform mayor of Chicago.
The previous one. Which one? Lori Lightfoot or the new one who also espouses
Lightfoot,
transparency? Lori Lightfoot.
As a former federal prosecutor. Yeah. I mean, Mayor Johnson, it's really hard to take issue with Mayor Johnson on this particular issue. He did the right thing.
Well, I think he was only too happy to. But just as we go now, the quick summary is she took a position in the city treasurer's office and turned it into a gopher, got a former cop to go ahead and drive her around. She used other staff members for errands. If, in fact, it is true that she was maybe doing business that was advantageous to her and her husband via the city, then that's maybe most troublesome of all. And the city did write a check for $100,000 to a couple of these whistleblowers, presumably because they knew there was something there. So let's continue to see how this story evolves. It's page one in the Trib today, and the Rascals were talking about it too. All right, Greg, I'm out of time today, but thank you for doing what you're doing. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, and let's keep bringing in the light.
Yes, whether they like it or not. That's Greg Pratt from the Tribune.